I'm very happy and honored to bring our next guest on the air. He has written a new book, RFK, His Words for Our Times. Mr. Rick Allen with us this morning. Good morning to you, Rick. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Rod and Rachel. Honored to be here.
Oh,
you know, and I'm going to inject myself into this here for a couple seconds. On June the 6th of 1968, I decided I wanted to be political. So when I got done with my high school at North Hollywood High, I took two buses to the Ambassador Hotel in downtown Los Angeles, and I started working the phones for the primary election that was going to be held that night with Senator Robert F. Kennedy. Did not get to meet the senator, did not get to see the senator, but 4 hours later, he was the presidential candidate from the great state of California, and 6 hours later, he had been shot and was basically dead. It is unbelievable to think that was 50 years ago next month. Rick, what made you think enough to write this book?
Well, you hit on one direct reason for writing the book, and that is that it's the 50th anniversary of his last campaign. That had tremendous impact on many Americans and certainly on me. I was struck rereading his speeches over the course of the last year plus how relevant and beautiful they are for us now. And our times are, you know, nearly as fractured as they were back then when you were at North Hollywood High. And I think it's important for Americans to hear a voice of a transitional and significant figure from that fractured time directly from the man himself. This is the only complete collection of his major public remarks over the course of his life. So putting it out without being mediated by biographers, I believe, is important. And then, like you, I was quite young when Robert Kennedy was alive. He's been essentially my hero for most of my life. We've got three sons and a two-year-old granddaughter now. And at that time, when Kennedy was alive and I was a little kid, I was sure that I was going to lead a better life than my parents did, and I was sure that I was going to leave a better world for my kids and grandkids. I'm not so sure that that's necessarily the case, and I think that's a common worry. So Kennedy gives us vision, language, and even policies to find our way forward.
You know, it's kind of funny because, and we've talked about this on before, I have a cousin who was a lawyer, and he was kind of a superstar in our family. He went to Brown University. He was going to be a big lawyer and this, that. And at the time, I was in high school, and I thought about going into law or politics because I liked public speaking and things like that. And that night was the night that I decided that I would never go into politics because over 6 million people voted for Bobby Kennedy that day in California. And one person decided that we shouldn't have him.
The story of American democracy has always turned on fate and on leadership and on the ability of Americans to take collective action. And when our leaders are struck down, it's terrifying, disorienting, and depressing. I think it's important for those of us like you who were motivated by Senator Kennedy to continue to help connect communities and to carry forward his legacy. And you've done it in radio. People have different ways of expressing those ideals and working for a better America. And in whatever way we find appropriate, we should take those steps. And hopefully that includes reading RFK His Words for Our Times.
It sounds as though you were lucky, honored enough to be able to get close to the family. Is that true? Did you extract a lot from that?
I've been fortunate enough to be friendly with Ethel Kennedy and with her children for about half my life. And they've been great friends. I've worked on a number of their campaigns, and we've done a number of nonprofit activities together, and also just had fun together, and that's been very important for me, and I'm appreciative of it, and it certainly informed this work. In fact, our inaugural book party for the release of this book, which is tomorrow, it's in stores tomorrow, and our DC event is Thursday. Kathleen Kennedy Townsend, who is Robert and Ethel's oldest child, is joining me as my special guest in DC, and that's an indication of the willingness of the family and particularly of the children to carry on their father's legacy.
Surely being able to get close to the family wasn't anything easy to do, understandably, as fractured as that family, gosh, has been for so many decades. Have the tragedies helped them be even stronger as a family unit?
Oh, I will tell you, the Kennedy family in general, and certainly the children of Robert and Ethel Kennedy, are among the very strongest people I've ever met. It's very difficult for others of us who looked up to their father to think about that tragedy. Imagine if it were your father and you were denied the opportunity to really spend your life knowing him. And yet they are remarkable in their ability to utilize that tragedy to do great work for Americans and people around the world, and they've been doing it over the course of this 50 years.
You know, first of all, before we run out of time here, I was hoping that maybe you'd be able to stay another segment with us.
I'd be delighted.
Well, that would be great. We'll do that because I got so many questions for you. Some great names that are mentioned in the book: Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Desmond Tutu, Gil Garcetti, Eric Garcetti. I'm the father of Gil Garcetti.
Yep.
And so many people that knew the man, the myth, the legend, all that. We are with Rick Allen. The new book goes on sale tomorrow. RFK, His Own Words for Our Times. We'll be back with more right after this. You are on
Daybreak USA.